They had three guys, and they pumped out that guy.
It's not a D, I think.
you have a, what kind of input do you have?
I can do either or. Oh, I've wait a minute. If I brought that thing.
You could go quarter inch in the mixer.
Which one? In the mixer.
Thank you.
fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys got together for a minute
there
for a second.
Yeah.
Yeah. Accidentally
fell into something.
Start the land.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Wow, that was fun. I just need you to stand up for a second.
Here, I'll play this. I dropped a D.
I can pretend like I know what I'm doing.
Drop the E to the D. I'll
let you have another Sierra in there.
Yeah, there's one.
Yeah.
There's one on the door.
It's not what goes on in between.
The character happens in the middle.
It's the beginning and the end.
The end.
If you nail it, you're good.
It's like polishing the back of your shoes.
That's what they see when you're going away.
Your turn.
Oh, no, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gonna play the trumpet?
Trump it up.
You gonna play the trumpet?
Oh, heck no. I'll have the
ukulele.
Oh, for sure.
You want this?
I've got the ukulele.
Baby girl? Too?
I can play that.
You guys don't have capo, do you? Capo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's in the basement.
Oh, it's in the basement, you said?
Yeah, you go down and find it.
Excellent.
It's in the basement. Somewhere.
You can go down and look at the
Watch out for the dead bodies.
Evil laugh. Cue evil laugh.
Thank you.
about Space Age Jazzy.
Are we doing?
Thank you. Thank you. tune down the D. The harps are just got a lot of. Been kind of stuck in a lot of D lately.
I've been playing in open D.
Open D?
Open. I assume it's an open D. So it's D A D.
Oh, Dad Gad?
Dad Gad.
I have no idea.
Thank you. Thank you. Breathe in, breathe in, breathe in.
is that noise? What's happening down there?
Monster. Surprising to you?
No. But I thought I was learning it the correct way. I thought it was something like Kaga or Kahaga.
No.
So it is the way it's spelled.
Kaihoga.
Oh, long time.
Probably the Wananga Halo.
Yeah.
Kaihoga County.
Oh, well, she's totally been steering me down the wrong road.
Oh, yeah.
Are you guys going to go down south at all?
We're going to go over to San Francisco. We may go to Yosemite. Just depends. We went up to Twin Buttes the other day, or Sierra Buttes, I mean.
Yeah.
And oh my god,
pictures.
It was like winter almost, except it was 80 degrees.
We're up in Tahoe. A
ton of snow.
We were shorts and a t-shirt.
And there was tons of snow up there.
Yeah,
that's good. Yeah, I need it.
Yeah,
we definitely
absolutely
need it.
I mean, the
lake was really cold.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the rivers were just all white water, really.
Yeah. Even up in Sacramento, they're pulling people out of the Sacramento River. I mean, the Coast Guard's just working every day.
Oh. Well, they're always
because there's well, yeah, but you know, it's rapids.
Yeah.
Yeah, the snow melt out here. Yeah, San Francisco, that'll be a good day. I took a train in a couple weeks ago. That was fun.
Day's train?
No, I took the Amtrak to Richmond and then you catch BART at Richmond.
Oh, that one? Oh, sure.
Downtown.
Yeah, uh-huh.
It was such a nice day. I caught the train. I got a ton of work done on the train because there's power and Wi-Fi.
We were in Berkeley the other day. It was hot.
Yeah.
Berkeley was hot. Yeah. Because it was that day that was supposed to be 104 here.
Yeah.
So me and Lennon were like, we're taking Alex back to Berkeley and we're going to hang out there. We're not going to stay here. And we got there and it's like 90 degrees.
Oh, yeah. Wow. It's miserable and it's humid.
Yeah.
So usually over there, everything is
usually nice and cool. We forget to, I forget to bring a jacket.
I've got so many San Francisco sweatshirts, it's unbelievable. Yeah,
I took the train in. I got work done, and it's beautiful on the train.
What was the last train coming back, or what train did you take?
Well, this works. So if you want the long day,
train.
You go 8:30 downtown, leave your car at the train station.
Yeah, right.
I got to Powell Street Station by 10:45.
That's pretty good.
It's about two hours.
Yeah.
And
then you don't have to worry about your car.
You don't have to worry about my car.
Or pay for parking.
Although, I just discovered that as a faculty member in San Francisco, I get free parking at the basement of the dental school on off hours.
Do we all get that?
I don't know. May have to be on the roster in San Francisco.
Yeah, because yeah.
Anyway, that's a separate issue.
Uh-huh.
Take the train in. And if you want to stay the longest day, the last train from Richmond goes at 6:30, I think.
Oh, so it's
so you got to leave downtown at like 5:15, you know. You're at the mercy of the BART.
Yeah.
So you have
well,
11
later,
to 5 in San Francisco.
Or slower. Yeah.
If you drive, you got the same transit time.
Yeah.
So
well, that's
you
good.
Have to drive.
Just have to plan on getting in
there
early.
So you get in at 11.
Yeah.
I get in at 11. We used to take the girls in long ago. Go in, have lunch. Then we'd go tool around Chinatown.
Exploratorium or something.
Exploratorium. Yeah. And then go have a coffee in the cafe at 4, catch BART out at 5.
Yeah. No, that's
you can Uber around town.
Yeah.
Or take BART.
There's
every third car there's
ride a bike.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's tough getting out to Golden Gate Park. I mean, you can Uber out there. I wish that BART went out there. I don't know the Muni system well enough to, and I'm sure there's a bus that goes there.
Yeah.
If you take your bikes out there, that would be sweet.
Well, that's the deal.
Yeah, yeah. It's an exercise.
Can you get your bike on the...
on BART, yeah,
on,
you can.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you can get it on the train.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those trains are big.
Yeah.
That's so then I did that one. We took a whole weekend where we just took our bikes. We parked at Pleasanton. We took our bikes all the way, on BART into the city, and we spent the whole weekend on bikes.
That's
bikes everywhere, yeah.
Yeah.
And we went to the Giants game. We got free bike parking.
Uh-huh.
And we went to Presidio, rode around up there. And we found all these really cool spots that we never would have found.
Yeah. Because you're just...
There's a bike cafe there. Have you seen it?
No.
It's a cafe for bike
on
for bicyclists. No, it's off of the Golden Gate Park.
Oh.
Not far. It's like a block off.
The place to bike is down at that end.
It's more on the panhandle of the park. On the handle coming inland.
Uh-huh.
It's like a couple blocks north. There's a big old bicycle up on the sign. It's really cool. All this bike art inside.
Cool. That, it is absolutely true, though. You see stuff that you never see otherwise.
We rode our bikes across the bridge, back. They got the bike path up there.
Charles let us take his jet skis out yesterday.
Nice.
Oh,
and
cool.
I mean, what I think is just blows me away, coming up by any of those tankers. You see them from the road, they're big enough.
Yeah.
Or you might be on a cruiser, they're big, cruise ship, they're big. But when you're in the water, going
looking
right
up
by,
at
it's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And they're not even the biggest ones.
Yeah.
They're just so, I don't know, I just.
Yeah.
Impressed with them.
I'd like to do some kind of visualization of Stockton data and show like the stuff coming in and out of the port somehow, because it's massive. Mm-hmm. You see it in the paper every now and then.
Yeah.
950,000 metric tons of zinc unloaded.
Right. When you look at those tankers, then you realize that that whole ship is full.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
You know, or
can you
when it's just
out
displaced.
In the Pacific with that, you know, in a storm and one of those things.
Have you guys driven over the freeway or where the port is right there? Where there's a there is like
the rock.
Rock.
Yes. What is that? What is that?
Where did it come from?
Well, why is it squared up like that?
Yeah. It's so much rock and like chunks of it, like.
Just like
and it's
quarried,
like
yeah, but it's neatly,
yeah,
it's neatly,
yeah, it's
stacked.
Neatly stacked for like an acre. It's like
yeah.
So much rock.
It must have been shipped over. It must be,
yeah,
it must be quarried.
Maybe, oh, maybe it's it could be clinker rock for the cement factory. That's what they use to crush down to make. So the clinker is baked rock. It's not, you know, rock.
Anyway, it looks pretty impressive, this huge
it does.
Field of rock.
And it's so absolutely symmetric.
Perfect,
and
yeah.